Around one third of the food produced in the world each year is wasted. Now, one of the world's best chefs is on a mission to reduce food waste and feed the needy. As Lindy Kerin reports, his documentary about the issue will begin screening in Australia this week.
He's one of the world's best chefs, and right now Massimo Bottura's restaurant is ranked number one in the world. But it's his involvement in the movement of what's known as social gastronomy that's the focus of a new documentary called Theatre for Life.
Buon appetito, eh?
The film follows the Italian chef in his campaign to reduce food waste and feed the needy.
Per me.
Stale bread, he says, from the day before, can become gold to so many people. It tells the story of his work last year at the Milan World Fair. He brought together internationally renowned chefs to create a fine dining restaurant for the homeless and refugees.
A lot of food was being wasted at all the pavilions and restaurants and everything across the expo site. So he decided to take the food and, with his friends, some of the best chefs in the world, around 60 of them, turn that food into beautiful meals to feed homeless people in Milan.
That's Joanne Saville, an Australian food writer and friend of Massimo Bottura. She worked alongside him and some of the other international chefs during the filming of the documentary.
I was peeling potatoes for many kilos of them for a Japanese chef called Yoshihiro Narisawa, whose restaurant is in the top 10 in the world. And every single piece of that potato had to be cut into a precise size, even though it was then going to be blended, because he wanted the dish to be perfect.
The restaurant, or soup kitchen, was set up in an empty building with the help of top designers.
Contemporary artists, designers, architects, you name it, turned it into this absolutely beautiful space and drafted all his friends to come in and create meals. And everything was beautifully prepared and served as if it would have been in one of their three-star restaurants.
These are wild roses from a beach. We had it for the menu, but they're leftover.
Among the chefs involved in the project was René Redzepi, who runs the two Michelin-star restaurant Noma in Copenhagen.
To donate a cake once a month to a soup kitchen so everybody gets a taste of something sweet, that's simple. For any restaurants, they can do that, you know? Maybe it is because my father came as an immigrant with nothing, Muslim immigrant to Denmark, that I've always been drawn to these things and think it's natural to do it.
New York chef Mario Batali says food waste and hunger are massive problems in the US.
In America, one in five children is hungry when they go to bed. In the richest country in the world, in the richest time, that we use them to throw stuff away is the most heinous of crimes.
The film is being screened as part of a crowdfunding venture by OzHarvest, an organisation that's working to eliminate food waste. Joanne Saville is an ambassador.
The figures are pretty staggering. They say that 1.3 billion tonnes of food are wasted every year around the world. In Australia, it's around 4 million tonnes, which is equivalent to $8 to $10 billion every year.
She says each ticket sold will help get food to those who need it.
From each $25 ticket sold, 14 meals will be offered to people who would otherwise go without. So it's a great cause, and it's a very beautiful film. And I suppose in a way everybody does want to do something. So this is one way. The other way is probably to think a little bit more carefully about your own food purchasing and cooking habits, because in the end it comes down to thinking about what you're buying, thinking about how you use it, and actually loving your leftovers, which I think we should all do a little bit more of, and actually understanding that, you know, things that don't always look so fabulous can actually turn into something delicious.
Theatre of Life will begin screening next week.
Lindy Kerin.